So the context of the gospel today is that the Pharisees was extremely religious people. In fact, none of us modern Christians can compare as to how much we pray, how much we give alms, how much we deny ourselves. No comparison to the amount of efforts that the Pharisees put forward, because they were extremely religious. And yet the Lord Jesus were very critical of them because they did the right things for the wrong reason. You see, they practiced their religions and made everything about them. And this is at the crux of the next 40 days. The church wants for us to spend the next 40 days to pray a little more, to give of ourselves a little more, to die to ourselves a little more, but all for the glory and honor of God. Because isn't it true, my brothers and sisters, when we pray, we make it all about us. We tell God what we want, we tell God what we need, we tell God what to give and do for us. Isn't that how we pray? Starting today, this season of Lent, let us pray even more, but to make it about God. When are we going to start in our prayer saying to God, God, what do you want from me? When are we going to say to God, God, what can I do for you? What is your holy will in my life? When are we going to start praying like that? You see what I mean? So today is the first day. Let's dedicate ourselves to more prayers. If we have been going to church every Sunday, let's go to church one more day at least during the week. If we've been praying one rosary a week, let's pray two rosaries a week. If we have been, you know, you get the idea. Pray a little more, but make sure that our prayers are about Him. All of us have been giving. I mean, I've always known as an immigrant, I mean, my family and I came to the United States of America almost 50 years ago, and we became immediately beneficiaries of the generosity of the American people. And now I'm a proud American, and I am proud of the kind of generosity that we constantly show to the world, to one another. So American people are, in general, very generous. And I have no doubt that all of us here have been given. In the next 40 days, give a little more. And when you give, give in the name of Jesus. Give in the name of God. Because oftentimes we see when we give in our own name. And there's nothing wrong with that. Any kind of giving is good. Isn't it true that most of the time we give because it feels good? We give so that it benefits others. All of those things are good reasons to give. But these next 40 days, my brothers and sisters, give in the name of God. Give for the glory and honor of God. The next one in the program of Lent is the hardest. It's self-denial. It's very hard for us because we live in a society where we have so much. I mean, you turn on the TV and commercials, every commercial tells us, you know, you deserve this. You should buy this. You should get this. You need this. Pamper yourself. Feed your flesh. Take care of how you look. I mean, you know, this is how we live. And so when part of the program of Lent says to us, deny yourself of something, well, that's going to be a little tough. But we must do so. We must practice of saying no to ourselves a little more. Because if you think about it, my brothers and sisters, throughout the daily life, we say yes to me all the time. You know? I want this? Okay. I want that? Okay. I need this? Okay. Lent is the time for us to begin to say no to me. And I know that lately you've seen and heard people say things like, you know, denying yourself is too negative. Just do something positive. You don't have to give up chocolate or give up, you know, things like that. Well, I want to tell you to be careful. Because little things to say no to self, to the little thing, is the beginning of the training to be able to say no to me for the bigger things. You see what I mean? If I begin to say no to me to a piece of chocolate, maybe I will have enough strength to say no to a cookie. And then I have enough strength to say no to the white lies. Then I will have more strength to say no to the real lies. Then I will have strength to say no to pornography, fornication. You see what I mean? In order to build up the strength to say no to the big temptation, I have to first train myself. I have to begin saying no to myself, beginning with the little things. So don't sneer at the idea of, you know, I give up chocolate for Lent. Give up something and give up a little more. That's the idea. The idea is to train ourselves to say no to self so that we can grow to say no to the bigger temptations. I don't think anybody here would believe that a man who's walking by a fire and hear a baby crying and runs into the fire to fetch the baby out, I don't think any of you imagine that that man has been saying yes to himself all the time and never said no to himself, and all of a sudden in that moment saying no to his very life in order to save the baby. Impossible. That man, in order to say no to his own life, have been saying no to a lot of chocolate, a lot of cookies, a lot of the little things, building up to that moment when he can say no to his own life so that others may live. You see? So, beginning today, start saying no to yourself, to the little things, and then saying no a little bit more. In a moment, we're going to put the ashes on your forehead and say to you, the priests, the deacons, ministers, repent and believe in the gospel. And all of us are going to practice this spirit of repentance, which I've been talking about, you know. Turn away from my laziness to pray more. Turn away from my selfishness to give more. turn away from my indulgences to deny myself more. See, all that is part of repentance. But the second part of Lent is to believe in the gospel. And here, my brothers and sisters, is the key. The gospel is the good news. And what is the good news? The good news is, while we do all of these things, you know, praying, fast, praying more, fasting more, denying ourselves more, it doesn't do God any good. It doesn't affect God any bit. See what I mean? God is God. No matter what we do, it doesn't affect Him. But the good news is that at the end of that 40 days, God is waiting for us with His blessings, His grace, His gift of salvation. At the end of that tunnel of the 40 days of what we do, the disciplines of Lent, the good news is, even though it makes no difference to God, and yet out of His loving mercy, He's waiting for us to turn us into holy people, saintly people, virtuous people, people more ready for heaven. So let us pray together and for each other tonight. As we receive the ashes, we commit ourselves to the disciplines of Lent, knowing that the good news is that God is waiting to transform us, to make us His saints.